I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. For quite a while, I've been thinking about introducing Doris Lessing to the list of authors I have reviewed. Her death last month at the age of 94 moved her to the fore. Lessing won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2007. According to her official website, Doris Lessing was born in Persia, now Iran, on October 22, 1919. Both of her parents were British. Her father was a clerk in the Imperial Bank of Persia. Her mother had been a nurse. In 1925, lured by the promise of getting rich through farming, the family moved to the British colony of southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. Doris's mother adapted to the life in the settlement. Her father did not, and the farm failed to yield the promised wealth. Her mother tried to raise her as a proper English lady with many strictures of behavior and hygiene. She sent Martha to a convent school, but she dropped out at age 13, thus ending her formal education. Lessing made herself into a self-educated intellectual through her early reading, which included Dickens, Scott, Stevenson, Kipling, and later D.H. Lawrence, Stendhal, Tolstoy, and Dostoevsky. She left home when she was 15 and soon sold some stories to a South African magazine. She married in 1937 and had two children, but she divorced and met Gottfried Lessing. They married and she had a son. In 1949, she and her son moved to London, where she published her first novel, The Grass is Singing. In 1995, she was shortlisted for the Man Booker International Prize for her deeply autobiographical novels, which is evident in her five-volume series, Children of Violence. The first novel in this detailed and absorbing series is Martha Quest. Like the author, Martha had a difficult relationship with her mother, so Martha left home and took a job as a secretary in the big city. She met a handsome young stranger and they began a relationship. Little did she know, her mother had arranged the whole affair to keep an eye on Martha. In one horrific episode, Martha's mother appears at her apartment, finagles a key from the landlord, and proceeds to rearrange the apartment, furniture, pictures, and even the clothes in her bureau drawers. In Martha Quest, Doris Lessing wrote, "There are two ways of reading. One of them deepens and intensifies what one already knows. From the other, one takes new facts, new views to weave into one's life. She was saturated with the first and needed the second." Toward the end of the novel, Martha finds herself dissatisfied with her job, her friends, and her family. Lessing writes, "She had been formed by literature. All Martha's noble and terrible indignation had done nothing, achieved nothing. The shout of anger might as well have been silent." Doris Lessing's Martha Quest is a marvelous introduction to a writer with a keen eye for the struggles and anxieties of women in the middle of the 20th century. Start here and follow the adventures of Martha through to the end. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com.